And I'm at the home of Patrick Mullach, who is amongst the Celtic players, regarded as one of the finest bagpipe players around. And I'm very pleased to meet you,
Thank you.
Patrick.
Thank you very much.
We're surrounded by pipes here. Can you tell me, are these the same as Scottish pipes?
They are Scottish pipes. The four sets that you see over there were made in Scotland. One of them is a set of MacDougall pipes made around 1900 by Gavin MacDougall, who was one of the finest bagpipe makers in Scotland. And the others are copies which were made by a friend of mine who unfortunately died 2 years ago, and his passion was to make replicas of old vintage bagpipes, mostly of the 19th century, which was the golden age of pipe making in Scotland, you know.
And what makes them as special as Scottish pipes, as opposed to Breton pipes?
They're called Scottish Highland bagpipes. The word Highland is very important because, as you know, in Scotland you have the Highlands and the Lowlands, and there are two different kinds of bagpipes. In the Lowlands, it's mostly bellows blown pipes, whereas on the north, the Highlands, it's the big pipes, which were adapted by the Breton after the Second World War, and the instrument has become Breton and was christened, well, a new name, Biniou Bras, Big Biniou, by opposition to the Biniou Cors, which was the old traditional Breton Biniou. And the main difference is the Scottish Highland bagpipe have three drones, whereas the Breton Biniou only had one drone, you see. And the Breton Biniou was always played with the bombard as a duet. And, well, the people who had the idea of bringing the Scottish bagpipe in Brittany, their aim was to revive, because there was a danger that these instruments would disappear. And they had the idea to put bombards and bagpipes together just to imitate the Scottish pipe band, but with the addition of bombards, you see. So that's the main difference. But nowadays, there's no difference between a set of Scottish bagpipes made in Scotland and a set of bagpipes made in Brittany. It's the same instrument. Whereas the Biniou, as I told you, is completely different.
You've got very strong links with Scotland yourself, although you are a Breton.
I am a Breton, but I had a strong link. When I was 16 or 17, I went to Scotland and I used to compete in the Highland Games, you know, with my kilt on. And there were very few French people at the time.
Sorry, were you competing as a musician?
As a musician.
Or as an athlete?
No, as a musician. I was competing in the Highland Games, bagpipes, playing marches, trespes, reels, jigs. And before that, I had my first training and teaching in Brittany by a guy called Jacques Pincé, who was my first teacher, and himself had been taught by one of the Queen's pipers at Balmoral Castle. And when he came back from Scotland in 1968, he gave me the address of this piper, whose name was Robert Brown, Robert Hugh Brown. And as I was supposed to do a year as a French assistant in a college in the British Isles, I asked for Aberdeen, and I was sent right into the middle of Aberdeen, which was only 1 hour from Balmoral. And fortunately, pipe major Robin Brown accepted to take me as a pupil. So I stayed with him for a year, studying with him. Unfortunately, he died in March of 1972, and I went to the other Queen's pipers, whose name was Robert Nicol. So I had tuition from these two great pipers, who were probably the best pibroch player of the 20th century.
Now, this is a term that we need a little explanation, because I understand pibroch is a particular kind of playing. It's a genre quite different to what we normally associate with the military music, the military pipe bands, the typical Scottish sound.
Exactly. Pibroch, in fact, it's a Gaelic word, which means in Gaelic the act of playing the pipes. A bagpipe in Gaelic is pip, a piper is pipera, and piperach could be translated by piping, the act of piping. But it applies now to a particular type of music which has been described as the classical music of the Highland bagpipe. It has nothing to do with a military march or a dance or a reel or a jig. It's a slow piece of music with a theme and variations from that theme, which get more and more complicated with a lot of grace notes. It's a very, very, very old type of music. It goes back to the beginning of the 16th century. And it was supposedly composed by a family of pipers called the MacCrimmons. They were hereditary pipers to the MacLeod chiefs on the Isle of Skye. And we don't know where this music comes from, because before the MacCrimmons, we have no trace at all of that kind of music. It doesn't exist in Ireland, doesn't exist in Brittany, and it's been compared to classical music. The MacCrimmons have been compared to the Bach family. In fact, it was at the same period that they were composing that type of music. But it was really the music of the clans. Each clan had a piper, and the piper had special duties for the life of the clan, and they had to play particular pieces at a certain time of the day. And after the Battle of Culloden in 1746, all the clans disappeared, and that type of music was in danger of disappearing. But it was the Highland Society of London, gentlemen from Scotland living in London, who decided to start the first bagpipe competition where you could play. There was only pibroch anyway that was playable in those days. It's only later that the British Army decided to form what we call now the pipe bands. In those days, they didn't say pipe band, they say pipes and drums. And there was maybe three pipers and one drum. And they had
to frighten the enemy.
Yes, and they had to compose a new type of music. And that's what we hear nowadays, marches, 2-4 marches, 6-8 marches, 3-4 marches, retreats. But before that, it was slow pieces of music, and they have a power. I've always been in love with pibroch because it's a kind of philosophy, a kind of mental yoga.
I was interested because you mentioned that, because I was thinking of the raga.
Raga. You're right. It's been compared to raga because the same as in raga in Indian music, they have a drone played by an instrument called the tampura, where we have our own drones that provides the kind of bass of sound. As the Indians say, they say that it's the earth. It describes the earth, and the music comes from the earth, you see. And the same with pibroch, you have a slow melody, which in general is my teacher used to say, it's the painting of a feeling. It could be love, hatred, revenge. And if you're not able to paint yourself the feeling, no problem, no bother if you have good fingers, good pipes, but if you miss the feeling, you better stop playing the pipes, you know.
Are you responsible for bringing this pibroch back to Brittany, your revival, a few years ago?
Well, yes, I was one of the first with my teacher, Jacques Espincé, who was older than I am, but that was more than 50 years ago, you know, that I was there. And now in Brittany, we have a lot of young players. Most of them are members of Bagad, different Bagad of Brittany, but a few of them have competed, not only in Brittany, because we have a few pibroch competitions in Brittany, but they also have competed in Scotland, and some of them got some prizes over the games. In fact, it was thanks to the competitions that this music is still there, because without the competitions, it probably would have died out, you know, because there was no opportunities to play the music. Now, in Scotland, they're trying to organize pibroch concerts, but pibroch has a reputation of being a very difficult type of music, and it's a reserve to an elite, you know.
When you play it yourself nowadays, do you play with other musicians, or is it a solo instrument?
normally it's a solo instrument, but I have been involved in different projects. Among them, there was one project called Kilmore. I forgot to tell you that the other name of Pibrop is Kilmore. Kil means music, and more means great, like myrrh in Breton. Kilmore. And I started a project with a few musicians, and it was played in most of the big theatres in Brittany. We played in Brest, Lorient, Rennes, even in Paris.
Play with your brother, I understand.
My brother Jackie, and also there was a double bass player, and a saxophone, drums, guitar. We tried to bring a new dimension to the music and to attract wider audiences, you know. Because I think the reason why people don't understand Pibrop, first, they don't understand the instrument itself. It takes time to get used to these drones, and it's quite limited. We only have 9 notes. And some people say, oh, he's always playing the same notes. It's the same story again, you know. And I worked with jazz musicians, and the jazz musicians have that fantastic power of imagination, you know, and bringing just the right colors around the music that I was looking for. And we did a recording. There is a CD called Kilmore, which probably is still available. It was produced in Langonette by the label Inaccord. And in the past, I have played with other musicians, Breton musicians, who were themselves fascinated by Pibrop, and I appear on a number of CDs and LPs where Patrick Mollard with his bagpipes and his Pibrop.
And will we have an opportunity to hear you playing in the autumn somewhere? It's nice to talk about it, but we got to hear it as well.
Of course. There was one competition last Monday. It was in the Lorient Festival. And next September, second weekend of September, 9th of September, there is an event called Pibrop en bord de mer, Pibrop by the sea. And it was an idea of my friend Jacques Passé, who lives in Cancale near Saint-Malo, to attract people and not organize a competition again with judges, but just to put that kind of music in the right environment so that people can enjoy the music and the landscapes. So you have the beautiful bay with the Mount Saint-Michel in the background. It's by the sea. It starts at 9:30 in the morning, and you have dozens and dozens of pipers. They come all the day playing one piece after another, with a few words of introduction, of course, but no judges. You don't have to be a great player to be allowed to come and play. You come with your pipes and your feeling and your level, I'd say.
I think I'll be coming with my microphone.
Yes.
I'm really interested to hear yourself, but other players as well, presumably from Scotland and other countries.
This year we will have the president of the Pibrop Society himself, coming from Scotland. His name is Robert Wallace.
I'm counting on you to introduce me.
I will.
So I can interview him.
Okay, near bother, as they say.
Near bother. Even when you say the word piper, you sound like a Scotsman.
I studied a year in Aberdeen, and in Aberdeen, and the AK in Aberdeen, it's a bonny wee tune.
Okay, well, Patrick Mollard, it's been brilliant. I'm really much more knowledgeable about bagpipes and Pibrop now. Thank you very much indeed.
Okay, thank you.